contradicted Mr. Hancock's claim that the Department of Health had warned the Treasury the policy was causing problems.
I didn't believe that it was a risk. I believed it was the right thing to do. But if others are suggesting that they didn't, they had ample opportunity to raise those concerns in forums where I was or where the Prime Minister or others were, and they didn't.
The PM has staunchly defended the Eat Out to Help Out scheme, saying it helped safeguard millions of jobs. Meanwhile, senior Tory Brexiteers say Mr. Sunak's plan to send migrants to Rwanda should be scrapped. The influential European research group argues the reworked plan isn't tough enough. A report into a data breach by the Police Service of Northern Ireland found outdated practices were behind the accidental leak. The head of the force went on to resign after almost 9,500 officers and staff had their details published in August. The PSNI's new Chief Constable, John Butcher, says the findings were difficult reading.
There clearly has been a failure, I think, across policing, and I certainly accept it with regards to this organisation, in not prioritising the information that we now recover and hold from all different sources in the police service.
Prince Harry has been ordered to pay the Mail on Sunday's publishers over £48,000 in legal costs. It's after he lost his attempt to strike out part of the paper's defence in a libel case. A draft of a potential climate deal at the COP28 summit in Dubai has tabled options to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but it stops short of calling for fossil fuels to be phased out. And Leonardo DiCaprio and Cillian Murphy are among the names nominated for January's Golden Globes. Barbie and TV drama Succession lead the way with 9 nods. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Thanks, Ruth.
This is Phoenix FM.
On Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening and the start of tonight we'll see clear skies, but through the early hours cloud will build in from the west and spells of heavy rain will move in towards dawn. Now tomorrow morning we'll see rain clear, leaving a largely cloudy day with a few scattered showers lingering, heavy in places as well, and just the odd brighter break possible.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Oh,
Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas. Yep, shot straight up back into the charts at number 2. And number 1, well, I'll be playing that one tomorrow. I'll kick the show off with that one tomorrow, actually. But before I play a brilliant track from one of my favourite Manchester bands, The Blossoms, it's a lovely sort of like poppy song of theirs. I absolutely love it. It's called The Keeper. That's coming up in a second. I'm just going to tell you about a quiz that's happening on this Friday, because we've been playing Christmas songs throughout. It's the Hopefield Animal Sanctuaries at Sawyers Hall Farm, Sawyers Hall Lane, right here in Brentwood. It is hosted by me. Don't let that put you off, though, right? No, really have a good time there. It's get your friends and your family together and put your thinking caps on and test your Christmas knowledge. Now, the entry fee includes a jacket potato. There's loads of, like, hot, soft and alcoholic drinks for sale as well on the night. They've got, like, all these baker's treats from Norwegian bakers, which are awesome. And the teams of up to 6 people, £15 per person, of course. All the proceeds, all the money goes all towards Hopefield Animals Sanctuary. So it goes straight back where it belongs. And the work they do there is amazing. And the people like that did their Halloween quiz there. I was going to say a few months ago, but of course it was at Halloween, right? Clues in the title again. I don't know. You can tell it's Monday. And yeah, had a brilliant time there. Everyone was just having a good laugh. And when you know the money's going to a marvellous charity as well, it just like the whole thing was just, it was such a warm feeling. So I cannot wait for this Friday. And of course, you know what to do. You go to phoenixfm.com, go to the events page, and then it will be there right in front of you. That is this Friday, the 15th of December. Now, as pos, yeah, The Blossoms, The Keeper. Oh, it's the last hour. So our Shake It Off song today. Oh, it sounds like a classic Christmas song already, but it's not quiet. I am in love with it. I don't know if you watched Graham Norton the other night, but someone very special was on it. Yeah, over here doing the rounds. I think even had a gig with our Rylan as well, I think. Not a gig, but an interview with Rylan recently. And yeah, so we've got a new Christmas album out, and I am going to choose one of the songs for our, I was going to say Christmas Shake It Off record, but it's not. It's our Shake It Off record. I love it. So it can come up any time when you hear Thank you, Taylor. That can come up any time, but now, the brand new track from Feel the Love and Bananarama. For that record, to be fair, it's messing with my head a little bit, because I grew up listening to Bananarama. They were one of my favourite bands at the time. See, I'm coming out and telling you all my secrets now, but I think that might actually be my favourite song of theirs. I will have to go back and listen to the best of, I think, and maybe I need to put a poll out so you can help me decide. But I am loving that, absolutely loving that. Right, now coming up in a second, we've got Kings of Leon, but first, here's a break.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do, if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy, whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Looking down. throwing hints that he keeps missing. Don't have to think about it. I want a kiss and everything around it, but he's too distant. I want to feel his body. I can't resist it. I know my hidden looks can be deceiving, but how obvious should a girl be? I was taken by the early conversation.
Travel, we'll be hearing from a band that had their very last gig on this day in 1982.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Now the M11 London bound. The slow traffic between Junction 7 and Junction 6 has been cleared, but Junction 9 and Junction 8, just be careful there, it's still looking a little bit sticky. Now in Eastwood, slow traffic on Eastwood Road westbound between Progress Road and Rainy Town Centre. A12 northbound, slow traffic between Gallywood and Junction 19. Canvey Island, slow traffic on Canvey Way southbound, that is between Sadler's Farm Interchange and Saunders Avenue. Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 East between the B1256 and Galley's Corner roundabout. Rayleigh, slow traffic on Crown Hill towards the High Street. Also in Rayleigh, slow moving traffic on Webster's Way between the High Street and Eastwood Road. Here in Brentwood, yep, slow moving traffic on all approaches to Wilson's Corner. Always sticky this time of night. And then Chelmsford Westway, slow traffic between Rob Johns Road and Rittle Road. Slow traffic on Springfield Road between Highbridge Road and Victoria Road, and slow traffic on the Baddow Bypass, A114, towards the Army and Navy roundabout. in Colchester. It's still slow traffic on Magdalene Street westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road, and also on all directions actually between Magdalene Street and Barrack Street from the approach to Brook Street. In Southend, slow traffic between South Church Road westbound, that is, between Royal Artillery Road and Queensway. Let's head over to the Tube, because the rail is being very good for us today. The normal service on the central line between Hainault and Woodford following the earlier 40 train. Underground stations has reopened on the central line, Bakerloo line, Victoria line and Oxford Circus, all following that earlier fire alert. But there's minor delays on the central line still as well due to those staff shortages. Minor delays on the Hammersmith and City line due to cancellations. Underground station is closed on the northern line at Kentish Town due to the engineering works. And yes, trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line. That's westbound at South Ealing. Now, that's it for the updates from me. But if there is anything of any urgency comes in, of course, I'll let you know within the next half an hour before I hand you over to Andy. Yep, on this day in 1982, the Jam played their final live gig in Brighton. People might say my life is in a rut, I'm quite happy with what I got. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can see that some things happening here today. A show of strength with your boys' brigade. I'm so happy and you're so kind. You want more money, of course I don't mind. If I knew you'd like text was for atomic crimes, and the public gets what the public wants, but I want nothing society's got. I'm going underground, going underground. What if the brass bands play up? Start to pound, going underground, going underground. What if the boys all sing, or if the boys all shout for tomorrow? Might get some pleasure out of hate me. I've been enough already on my plate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging between the facts. You see, here's what you get. You've made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leaders and place your trust. And their lies will shut down and their promises rust. You see, killing machines with paper, rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give what the society wants. I'm going underground. What if the brass bands play up? We start to pound, going underground. So let the boys all sing, or let the boys all shout for tomorrow. La 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 la, la 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 la. We're talking and talking till my head explodes. I turn on the news and my body froze. It's plain sheet on my TV screen. But this boy shout, hey, this boy scream, going underground.
Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. Tune into my show. Turn it up with Vixter. Playing you the latest in electronic music. With updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn it up with Vixter. Every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yep, the boys are back in tonight. 8 p.m. is a lovely Vicstar. Yeah, I've spent actually a couple of hours with Vicstar talking at our bit of a Christmas, bit of a do, I call it, here at Phoenix FM. Yeah, it was lovely, lovely chatting up to him. Just don't often get to see him. And, of course, we've got Andy Gardner, and actually just popped in. And it's the most wonderful thing. I even got a bit teary, to be fair. It's my first ever Christmas present. Well, not first ever, but it's first one of this year's Christmas present, to be fair, with my family. It's probably the only one. So, and it was brought in by Andy's mum. Yes, our own Andy Gardner's mum made a lovely little pink thing. It's got lovely sort of like chocolates. Can you hear it rattling? And a little tiny football in a little Hessian bag. So it's a beautiful thing. So, Wendy, thank you so much. That is absolute joyous. Thank you so much. And I'm going to play you... I was going to play a Christmas song. Do you know what I am? I'm going to play you the latest Cher song. And it's our Shake It Off session of the day. DJ, play a Christmas song just for you, Wendy.
No one on the streets and the city is quiet. I should be asleep by the heat of the fire, but I'm on my way out. I'm gonna stay out. I can feel the pulse as I walk in the door. Take me through the crowd to the middle of the floor. The red and the green lights are hitting me just right. Nothing more, nothing less. I got one request. DJ, play a Christmas song.
I hope you're happy too.
sitting here admiring Andy Gardner's jumper. He's got a beautiful jumper on. Hello, Andy. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Joe.
Good stuff. Oh, your mum was very sweet bringing that in. For thanks again, Wendy. Yeah, that'll see me home now. Yeah, talking of football, but you've got a football jumper on tonight as well, haven't you?
Yeah, it's a special Livis Dishon Parma Calcio Serie A Christmas jumper.
I'm glad you said that, not me, to be fair. It's even got football boots on it as well, and
yeah,
it's brilliant.
It's a special one there.
And
yeah.
What number's on the back? Very special number.
Yeah.
Number 9. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, Andy, so listen, what have you got coming up for
us
in 20 minutes?
Unbelievably, this is the last new release show of the year.
Yeah.
Unbelievably, still loads of new releases coming out, even though we're at the 11th, what are we today, 11th of December, yeah. Still loads coming out, so I've got a whole show of new ones still.
Yeah.
Most of it is, to be honest, bands putting out last singles ahead of albums that are coming out in January, February. Yeah. So I've got that. I've even got an album of the week. There was an album that came out last week from Wings of Desire, so I've got that one.
Oh.
I've got an EP of the week, which is Brigitte Calls Me Baby, which is a band I played last week. Yeah. They're my new current faves. They're from Chicago, so we've got that coming up. And, yeah, we've got a new one from Idols. They're back.
Yeah.
And we've got...
have you got Cher in there? Just...
Libertines and all sorts, yeah.
No. Sorry, I just played Cher. I said, you've got Cher in there. Yeah, no. It was a good track, though, that Cher one. But, yeah, no, I can't believe. I think it's the first year in December, just a couple of weeks leading up to Christmas, that there's suddenly, like, loads of new songs coming out.
Yeah, songs. Not albums now, but songs.
No, loads. But it's going to be exciting time in January, February, to be fair.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, I've got
it?
Tons coming out, yeah.
Yeah, and have you done your pick of the year for Phoenix?
I have, yes. It's on our website, yeah. Oh. My album is from Pinch. And it's their debut album, and my single is by Oslo Twins, who are a new discovery.
Oh, you like them, didn't you?
This year from Bristol, yeah.
Mm,
them,
yeah. All good stuff. And have you managed any football this weekend?
No,
or to watch
sadly,
any or to
sadly,
see
we had tickets for Wildzone Billericay in the FA Trophy.
Yeah.
And of course, we had just filthy weather, wasn't it, on Saturday? So that one fell about 9 o'clock in the morning. That had gone. So no, we was in instead. That match is now being played tomorrow night.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right.
And the winner. We'll have to go to Chelmsford in the next round. So that's a local derby, hopefully, to look forward to.
Well, that'd be good fun, wouldn't it? Mm. Fingers crossed that all goes well.
And sadly, the end of the road for Billericay Town women in the cup. Yeah, just a bit too too classy for them, weren't they?
They've had quite a few people going along, though, didn't they, to be fair?
So it's
only just across the water.
Yeah. And funny enough, here's a stat for you. One of the goal scorers of yesterday from the London City Lionesses signed from Parma.
No.
Yeah.
Is that why you got your jumper on? It's just all connected, you didn't even realise.
Yeah. Yeah, she scored the second goal, yeah.
Oh, so, fabulous. Yeah. Yeah, I know. So it's all good if you're West Ham fans. The WSL thing will be back next Monday as well because our Ali has been away to Japan and is back now. So we'll be having the WSL results coming in.
Probably
but
best
not...
to know, not comment, Joe.
Oh, dear. Well, it's the first time I've ever been at the bottom of the table. I know. It hurts down now. I've never been like the bottom of the table.
I noticed West Ham are the lowest goal scorers in the league.
And
they never keep a clean sheet either, so it's something they need to address, isn't it, going forward?
Because we've got Super Mac as well off at the moment, so she's been injured for the past two matches. So, yeah, we've got a lot to do. I mean, the thing is, we didn't play too badly, to be fair. It was just a case of the... You know, and I always think as well, actually, that's not Rianne's team, you know, our new... it's not her team. So, you know, let's see what happens if she can get a few signings as well and try and mix things up a little bit.
Because,
you know, we definitely need something to happen in defence, midfield and, basically all areas. But we'll see what happens there anyway, Anne, so I'm looking forward to your show, but still got another 17 minutes of mine. Have you got any requests? Have you got a Christmas request? And I tell you what, have a think about it. Well, I'll play Duran Duran and then come back, see if you've got a Christmas request. Oh, I'll get him slurping his tea. Can you hear that? Isn't that nice, Anne?
We are on possession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and the guiles. Mountain without a sight. Into the black moonlight.
So I've got the break in a second, but before that, I've just asked Andy what Christmas song he'd like. What did you say, which one?
Christmas Wrapping, you know, the waitresses.
Oh, yeah, it's my favourite one. Yeah. We're always on the same page. That's coming up after the break.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House. With Marcus Dryden, Mickey Starr-Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Should appear in the line as that guy I've been
Track Waitresses Christmas Wrapping. I'm also going to be playing Kylie Minogue in a second with Santa Baby, and I will be leaving you with our guest the intro today, which was, of course, yes, Frankie Goes to Hollywood. I will see you the same time tomorrow. Stick around for Andy's got a brilliant show. Thanks for all your requests. Go on, Kylie.
Family must take cover. on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.